Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheeler drivers, the men and the women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our FedEx, our UPS, our mail haulers hauling the bulk mail all over the place, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget about our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon drivers, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America, that's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. And we're also on Gab, Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the mountaintop north of Tampa, up there where it's probably a little cooler than this here, it's Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. Good morning.
Morning.
It would be time to say the pledge. You ready?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag. Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands. One nation under God.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we know it, and we hope that you figure it out pretty quick, too. It might solve some problems out there across the country and around the world if we woke up a little bit. Okay, well, speaking of waking up, the border is a mess. Agreed?
Agreed.
We don't even know where to start. And with this Title 42 ending on December the 21st, and it doesn't look like anybody's going to do anything to stop it, it's going to be literally a day of reckoning, because we are going to be inundated on our border about 10 times worse than we've already seen it.
Well, not only, you know, when it comes to Title 42, but there's also something called Title 8, of which this administration is in complete violation of. And that is that they are these migrants, immigrants, illegals, whatever we want to call them these days, are supposed to be detained, and they're not being detained. They go in through one door and out the other and onto the streets.
Yep.
The mayor of El Paso finally declared a state of emergency. I don't know what, you know, that really means for what kind of action that there is, but El Paso has now become a city of homeless.
Right.
And so under the Biden administration, we have homeless. you know, in cities across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So it just adds to the lawlessness of this administration, and it is lawlessness. Now, we can blame a lot on Mayorkas, but the president has the ability to step in to say to Mayorkas, fix this and fix this now.
Mm-hmm.
We can use El Paso certainly as an example because El Paso is getting money from FEMA. Now, the question becomes, who approved that? Because I don't think that is in any kind of budgetary congressional approval that FEMA pays for illegal processing. I haven't seen it either.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they're also, too, using money out of their emergency funds, and they've asked the federal government for reimbursement, which they should. But the question is, the issue with that is
mm-hmm.
federal government money is not theirs. It's ours. It's our taxpayer dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And so we of the people, for the people, by the people, we don't vote on this. This isn't up for some kind of vote that we should have.
Mm-hmm.
Billions and billions of dollars are going to non-government organizations that work for Health and Human Resources of the federal government that we don't get asked about. Billions and billions
right.
of dollars. You know, they're paying these churches. they're paying all these other organizations.
Mm-hmm.
What's the real number? Is it now going to be somewhere in the range of 50 million people in the United States are going to be illegal? What does that look like? How do we get some law and order back out of this? Do we start, deporting these people? How do you deport 50 million people that are here illegally? Let's even take it back to some other reasonable number. Because remember, with all of these people that are here, we forget about the whole chain migration component. So once these people are here, do they start inviting the rest of their family members?
Mm-hmm.
Or what about visa overstays?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
those that were ordered deported that are still here.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out the article she has, and sign up for the newsletter that she puts out there when she sends out the articles. I'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. And GEICO has been saving people money for more than 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 26 million drivers. Now, you can go to the website GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, and find coverage for almost anything you own. Now, they offer coverage for your car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can do all that for you, and you'll save a bunch of money because you're bundling it all together. Now, you want to save a lot more money? How about your homeowners, or your renters, or your condo insurance? Either way, put it all together and see how much money you save. You'll be very pleasantly surprised. Now, that's GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. Go over there and check them out. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, the great thing about doing live radio like this is you never know what's going to happen, what's going to pop up in front of you for whatever. And there's a story that just suddenly hit Fox on the headline page. And it says, failing grade, Americans rate Biden on economy, immigration, and more. I opened up the story, looked at it, and said that everybody's giving him a failing grade on all of the above. But yet he's still the president.
Well, I mean, he's not going to be impeached.
No.
Here we are.
So how do we get rid of people like Mayorkas?
Well, he's a Praetorian Guard. Let's not forget, Cass Sunstein is the border czar, the real border czar, not Kamala Harris.
Right.
And we have to go back a lot of years. I wrote about Cass Sunstein several months ago. We have to go back to the Obama administration to when he had a whole pile of czars and decided to bring back, Biden decided to bring back Cass Sunstein in his administration, and he's over at Department of Homeland Security. So he's running the show. And, you know, Biden can stop any of this, but he's not. Now, the other interesting thing is who Cass Sunstein's wife is, and that is Samantha Power. The most recent thing we know about Samantha Power was when she worked to do the unmasking. Remember all that one?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then she said, no, it wasn't me. Yeah, I don't believe that. So everybody in this administration, every one of them are Marxist operatives. And that also includes the outside think tanks like the Atlantic Council. So what we have is a true infection, and whatever we knew about, we thought we knew about deep state that Trump was trying to expose, it's worse now by a factor of maybe 100. And I the money flow is epic. So I think the Republicans, they think that they have some kind of knowledge on some of this. I think they have some, but certainly it's not complete, not by a long stretch. When you've got one of the departments out of the Pentagon that's giving grant money to operatives, we're in trouble. And other grant money that comes out of other government agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to almost go through the entire spending budget of the federal government line by line by line. And I think we would absolutely be mortified at what we could possibly learn. So we have an activist government under the Biden administration, and that activism has led to lawlessness, state after state after state.
All right. We have a phone call from a regular, so let's go to Backgammon Bob, what's up there, sir?
Yes, Captain. I just wanted to share an experience that happened to me with the police recently, okay? I had an accident on Interstate 4, and my car was disabled, or totally disabled almost, I guess. But anyway, the state trooper, one of them, after they got everything kind of cleared up and settled away, gave me a ride from, if you know where 52 crosses Interstate 75. Yeah. They get all the way over here to Palm Harbor.
I do.
At night. Yeah, fine. At night. So I just want to say, to these people who think the police don't do anything good for you or like that, if you treat them nice and act like you're supposed to, they're great people. If you don't, then yeah, you get what you deserve.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Touche.
And the other thing I want to get into a little bit was the border situation, and that is that when this thing goes away and the people coming in increase by factors of 5 or 10.
That's in a couple of 2 days. 2 days from now.
Right. Right. What happens in these cities when the locals are outnumbered by the illegals by a couple of factors? And the illegals, these are people, not any people that have any sources of income or things to do. Some of them are going to get frustrated, turn to crime, and stuff like that. And in that case, then you're going to start to see vigilantism creep in and stuff. So
yes,
and that's going to really.
All right.
And then start shipping these people. Then these people are going to filter around the country, and gradually some of the other cities are going to experience some of the same things.
Okay.
Anyway. That's what we got to do about it. All right, Kate.
All right, we'll address that. Thank you very much. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Well, you can't say that a lot of these migrants are now sleeping on the streets and wherever they may be across the United States are living a better life here than they were wherever they came from. I mean, it's and what is their promise? Their promise is that they're living in some hotel in New York?
Mm-hmm.
and they're getting free meals, but that they come here allegedly to work and have some kind of livelihood, send money back to the rest of their families so they can, you know, exist and whatnot. So, I mean, what is this? This is all a vicious circle here that, and I don't think that our federal government is sending the right messages through all of our embassies and all of our diplomatic posts wherever they are. You know, we got Mayorkas and little Miss Frenchie there in the White House that keep saying our border is closed and President Biden has done the work. I mean, she said that on Friday. He's doing the work. What work? I mean, it's worse than it's ever been.
Just screwed things
and
up.
And I guess the next question is, what does Border Patrol do at this point? Do they get so overwhelmed that they walk off the job? I mean,
it could happen.
They're really, it could.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, we really don't have Border Patrol on the border.
Nope.
They're just not there.
Nope.
They're in other buildings, and they're processing people. What they're doing is just filling out paperwork,
yep,
taking fingerprints and pictures, putting them into a database, and letting them go. Here's a piece of paper. Let, you know, here you go. And, you know, over there's a bus, and over there's the Uber, and over there's, you know, whatever. Go, see you later. So, 50 million of them.
Old Fred down in Sarasota saying Merry Christmas, and he's saying, I have a question. I can remember learning in school that Chinese immigration was limited and controlled during the height of the railroad building because they worked for a couple of bowls of rice a day and would degrade our standard of living. If I'm correct, would you please tell me?
Yes.
I thought he was correct, yeah. Now you're saying best of us, the best of to us, and Merry Christmas. Well, thanks, old Fred.
Merry Christmas. That's right. Merry Christmas.
So he's right.
Well, all of our living is being degraded. I mean, how many of us think twice when we leave the house about where we're going? We now put a security component on that.
You
wherever
bet.
It is that we go.
You bet.
What about the degradation of the quality of our education? What about the degradation of our health care because they're so overwhelmed in hospitals or whatnot? You know, and then certainly with your business, with the smash and grabs and, you know, the crime that's going on. So, I mean, we don't have the sense of comfort, peace, and safety that we once had in this country. And it's exponentially worse. Imagine the things that we see on TV about what is happening and what is going on that we don't see on TV.
Mm-hmm. Well, got to let you go because here we come up on the break from the bottom of the hour, and I got things going on here, and we will talk to you again tonight on the Radio. Stay warm up there.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go to that website, check her out, and sign up for her daily consultations. I'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The El Paso mayor declares an emergency. Jeremy Scott has more.
With hundreds of migrants sleeping on the streets in bitter cold temperatures and thousands apprehended every day in the Texas border city, El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser signed the emergency declaration.
As we see the increase in asylum seekers into our community, and we see the temperatures dropping, and we know that Title 42 looks like it's going to be called back on Wednesday.
It will give the city the resources and ability to shelter migrants. El Paso has struggled to deal with tens of thousands of migrants crossing the border with Mexico and is bracing for even more by the end of the week. An average of more than 2,400 migrants per day are caught crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Avatar: The Way of Water is this week's top movie in the U.S. and Canada. I'm Hulu Flores, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy, where they will train you to become a National Aviation Academy aviation maintenance technician in 14 short months. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. It takes 14 months to do it, unless you can qualify for one of the shortcuts. Now, by that I mean you've already worked, say, in the military or maybe even civilian life as an aviation maintenance tech, but you didn't get fully qualified, or maybe you did. What you have to do, especially with the military, is you'll have to challenge the test. You'll have to challenge the test, which is easy to do. You take a look at the book, first of all. You do a written exam for a short period, and then you do your applicable skills to show that you can do what you say you can. So there you go. Very easy, especially if you're former military. Now, if you're not,
The course is 14 months. And, of course, you need to do a couple of things before you just jump onto the bandwagon. Number one is go to the website, NAA.edu, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Go there, check them out. See where these campuses are, Clearwater, Florida, and the other one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. See where these campuses are, and then ask to take the tour. Call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses. You'll find out from students that you'll be able to talk to. You'll find out from instructors you'll be able to talk to. And you'll also find out about the money people you'll be able to talk to. Because if you're a civilian, you're probably going to want to get a student loan, which all of that is available to you. And it's not that hard to do. So there you go. It's not that hard to do. NAA.edu. Now, China's ambassador to the World Trade Organization, the WTO, called the U.S. a destroyer to the multilateral trading system. Now, that's rather oblique. There's a good word for you. And he did it during a closed-door meeting with trade officials. Now, he accused the Biden administration of failing to uphold a pledge to lead by example, saying the U.S. has not abided by the WTO laws and is putting America first before international rules. Well, to that I say, we should be putting America first. What do you think? What do you think? America should be first always and always. But I guess they don't like that. But to that I say, too bad, so sad, must be in the wrong group. You think? Probably. Probably. Now, when you talk about some of the people that we've talked to over the years, one thing comes to mind, and that is some of the interviews we've done. Well, I want you to listen to this, because I'm going to play Scott Husing. It's Christmas time, and I want you to listen to what this is all about. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's my pleasure on this military segment today to be talking to a couple of American, I'll call them patriots before I call them heroes, and I'll tell you why. Because I've got Major Scott Husing here with me. He's a retired United States Marine Corps Infantry Major with 24 years of honorable service. Now, he's also got with him his recently named U.S. citizen, Sam, the interpreter. And Sam, congratulations to you for becoming a U.S. citizen.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. It's an honor to be a citizen of this great country.
Well, it's an honor to meet you because I know what you guys have been through, and Scott is going to tell us here in a minute. But Scott, everybody's excited about your book, Echo and Ramadi. I mean, I've got people coming up to me going, man, I can't put the book down. And that's what you want to hear.
Absolutely. We went into this project never really having that as the end state, but I was just honored to be able to tell the story of these young Marines and the families and everything they went through in Ramadi and the things that we still go through today, and that bond and that power of human connection that we share. It's just been remarkable. And to have support of so many people, it's just amazing to me.
Well, the story that you have also starts out as a young enlisted Marine. Now, you enlisted in the Marine Corps, right?
I did.
How old were you?
I was 18, just turned 19 before I shipped off to boot camp.
And you spent several years as an enlisted member of the Marine Corps. You rose through what rank as an enlisted?
I was a corporal, and then at that point I decided that the value of a college education was probably the right path for me, and hung up my rifle for a while and went to college at Illinois State for 3 years. And again, you know, I say 3 years because I think that's significant. I wouldn't have done as well in college had I not gained the discipline as a young Marine that was instilled in me.
Now, did you go through the commissioning process or the Marine Platoon Leaders course or something different?
I went through the traditional officer candidates class. Okay. So it was just one session of officer candidate school on Quantico, Virginia.
So now we'll set this up. You're a young lieutenant. You're now in charge of a platoon, right? So they give you your orders, and where's your first assignment?
One of the hidden gems of the Marine Corps in 29 Palms, California, in the high desert. And I don't like to say that. I don't know if I say that out loud on the radio because then everybody will be swarming to 29 Palms. But, yeah, it's a pretty unforgiving environment. And I spent just over 3 years in 29 Palms as a platoon commander and company executive officer, learning the ropes, as most young officers do. But it was a great experience.
When did you get your orders to first go overseas, and where did you go the first time?
Well, the first time was to Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, when I was enlisted. And then subsequently, when I became an officer, I had numerous deployments, not just to combat zones, but also to the Pacific Rim in support of that area of operations. I did some time in Europe with an anti-terrorism unit, with Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team as a young captain. Down in the Horn of Africa, doing several exercises and operations down there, and in and out of those countries, traveling all around, and sometimes afloat with the Marine Expeditionary Unit, which is the 911 force of America, so to speak, that we project power with over 2,500 Marines and sailors.
Well, now that leads us to going to Iraq. When did you go to Iraq the first time?
2004 as a captain with Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team Company, and we were over there for almost 9 months at the time, and then we came back, and during that time I was over there, my daughter was born, so I had left my wife 7 months pregnant in the driveway, Virginia, and then came home to a five-month-old daughter.
Well, let's fast forward now to Ramadi, because somewhere along the line you picked up this young man over here, Sam, who became your interpreter and one of your best friends. Tell us how that got started.
Well, when we were thrust into Ramadi in 2006 during the surge strategy, it was essential that we had interpreters. And I think this is something we learned along the way. I don't recall it being a part of everyday practice throughout the war up until that point. And we really figured out it was a critical vulnerability. So Sam was one of many interpreters that was assigned to my company, and we pulled them from contract companies. But before they got there, they had been subjected to the same brutality of the insurgency, having their homes burned down, threats of murder, kidnapping, intimidation. And Sam can attest to this. This isn't just urban legend. I mean, these things happened.
All right. That's our friend Scott Husing, Major USMC, retired. Echoes in Ramadi, the book. You want to check it out. And Sam is a proud American citizen now with a family out there in California, doing a great job. We appreciate him and all the other interpreters that did what they did over there. Unfortunately, we left a bunch of them behind in Afghanistan. Never should have happened. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Uh-oh, who was that masked man? Oh, it's the guy I got on the telephone line right now. But before we get to Chris Markowski, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and their Moss Acura store. That's Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura.com. The website, they're over on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. Now, have you heard about their You Save, You Serve program? Well, here's the deal. All active military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMTs, police, or fire, you get a discount on your vehicles, as well as church pastors, too, for your service. They honor you for your service, and you get a discount for all of that. In addition, Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. You just can't beat it. And I was up there at Moss Nissan in Newport River, or Newport Richey, on Saturday. And always a pleasure to be able to see our friends up there. And we did. We had a lot of them. And so people were telling me to say hello to my guest here, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. How about that?
How about that? How are you?
Yep. I don't get any place I go. People say, hey, say hello to the Watchdog.
Do they say it like that? They say, say hello to that funny-looking guy?
Well, that's true. They say hello to that lacrosse player. All right, listen, what the hell's going on with Elon Musk here, okay? I know he's not out of his mind yet, but he might be partway there. But he's got this poll up out there, which is going to expire in just an hour or so, which he's going to take the results of the poll, and if people want him to quit as the CEO and president, he's going to do that because he got challenged by some podcast guy who said that he could run the company better than Elon could.
Well, again, he's an eccentric fella, and let's be honest here, okay? It's not just he doesn't run Twitter. He owns Twitter now. It's not a public company. I mean, he's got some investors. Right. Even if he steps down as CEO, it's still his. Whoever he places in charge of it is going to have to listen to him. He got SpaceX. They're launching another major rocket. Tesla. A lot of irons in the fire, so to speak, and I think that Twitter is the least of his concerns.
Well, I don't disagree with you on all of that, and maybe he is looking for someone to take over Twitter. But, you know, Twitter just went and did something else. Do you use Twitter at all? You yourself?
As a Twitter account, whenever I post on my Facebook fan page goes up there. That's it. I don't go on it. I really don't. Unless, you know, I'm doing some homework and some, you know, link takes me there. I don't go on it and use it, no.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the word link because Twitter has now banned linking Twitter to Facebook, Instagram, or about a half dozen other rivals.
Well, I think it's smart. They want people on the platform. Sometimes people will post things on Twitter, then they show up in news stories. I don't know how they're going to handle that. You see, that's the interesting thing is that,
mm-hmm.
you know, news people will use Twitter and take information from it.
Yes.
Stories, and Twitter doesn't get paid for any of that. And, you know, must recognize that's a bit of an issue. I mean, that's the reality. It's almost like they're doing all of these things for free. It's a very difficult model for these companies right now. I mean, it's obviously cut costs down by laying a lot of people off. Social media is going to continue to, run to the meat grinder. Especially if we see TikTok go away. I mean, I'm still amazed that, you know, you get one intelligence agency or one ex-CIA guy coming out and saying this thing is terrible, and yet it's still legal. I'm surprised they haven't shut it down.
Well, I am too, but, you know, when you talk about Twitter does people some favors and all that stuff, how about this one? The FBI was in constant contact, conservative censoring, making sure that they were doing that, Twitter, that is.
Oh, yeah. They used it as a tool, to help them, you know, push what they want. And that's the issue, and I've talked about this before with social media. You know, I think that's why TikTok hasn't been banned yet is because it was probably used in an effective manner in the midterms by getting out the vote for certain people that utilize it. And, if politicians feel like they can use it, they're going to have a difficult time getting rid of it.
Well, do you agree with some of the reports out there that Twitter was used along with Facebook and along with Google and it actually interfered with the 2020 election by putting out false information? Do you agree with that?
But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't call it interference. I call it, this is what happens during elections. I mean, watch a myriad of campaign ads on television, and you can see how they can be very misleading. So I think that's always been a part of electioneering. Is, you know, politicians, they come out, they make promises, and they don't follow through on them. That's misleading. If people lying during elections, I don't think that that's anything new to social media.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this cat from FTX. He is in huge trouble, and he better come clean with these people and tell them what they need to know. But then again, I think his life's worth about 35 cents right now. What do you think?
What's happened with him, I guess he was so miserable in the Bahamian prison that supposedly he's going to not fight extradition to the United States. He wants to rather be in an American prison. I don't know. We shall see.
That's what we heard.
This is a well-connected individual. He's made a lot of friends in Washington, D.C., and higher places. You know, that old country song, I got friends in low places. Well, he's got
He's
got friends in places based upon the money that he's given away.
And again, you know, if you couldn't recognize that his arrest wasn't timed, so he didn't have to testify in front of Congress, you're not paying attention. And that was, you know, Republicans and Democrats both working with the Justice Department because they didn't want to be embarrassed by their connections to him.
Now, I haven't really paid any attention to how this is playing out, but the Ukrainian President Zelensky is calling for a global peace summit. We've heard this before, but not from him. And he's put it out in the form of a video message, and he's invited Russia to take part. Of course, Russia's right away said, no, we're not going to do it. But Turkey had called for something like this before. France had called for something like this. So far, it's gone nowhere. What do you think?
Again, you know, it's holiday season. You know, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. I mean, I think that we all have to be praying to end this terrible conflict. Again, I you know, some of the things and the stories don't think people fully realize, you know, how frightening the situation is. I mean, some of the things that are taking place and, you know, it's awful. It really is. And what it could possibly lead to. I could try to explain this to my kids. I said, you know, you didn't have, you know, as, you know, tight, as tense as the Cold War could be. There's some things that didn't happen in the Cold War that are happening now, which is frightening when you've got a country that has so many nuclear weapons and you have, a leader there in Russia that seems to be on his way out as far as health is concerned and incapacitated. And who's going to take the reins after he's gone and what could possibly happen next? It's a bit of a scary situation, no doubt. And I think that's something that we all should be hoping and praying for, is an end to this conflict sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I agree. And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Okay, here we go. You knew it had to happen. Right now, it's obvious to anybody that there's about 100,000, maybe 200,000 refugees sitting just over the horizon from El Paso on down about 100 miles of the border, waiting for Title 42 to go away, which will go away in 2 days. Mm-hmm. What happens next?
When everybody comes into the United States and they declare asylum there. I mean, that's
what's well, they're going to rush the border and they're going to absolutely put down the border. How are they going to stop them?
And once they declare asylum, they can stay in the United States.
Yep.
Listen, you know, this has been a problem. Both parties not being able to come together and actually come up with some sort of intelligent immigration policy here in the country. It's shameful what's going on. I don't even know where these people end up going or how they end up surviving.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
It is a mystery to me. And
yeah.
No one really wants to do it.
Yeah, we're not tracking them. Okay, Chris, I will talk to you tomorrow. Stay warm up there. All right, Chris Perkowski of the Watchdog on Wall Street. And it is, you think it's cold here, folks? It's cold up there. Burr, burr, burr. All right, I'll be back. Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com will be on with me. Don't go anywhere. I am coming back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.